on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, the best local radio talk show ever. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Mr. Mike Enders, Bent Tree Custom Homes, my wingman extraordinaire. Okay, so I'm going to ask you how you are, and do not use the word busy in your definition or description of how you are.
Oh, okay, that's simple. I'm very tied up. Thank you very much.
Good reply. So you are busy. You're building homes, spec homes,
remodeling. I'm not spec home, but I'm doing a remodel and an elevator.
An elevator?
And just got the plans for another new home. So
is the elevator a redo or a new?
No, it's an ad.
An ad. Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, so we put in several elevators before, but this one happens to be in a condo. And when they built those condos,
they
pre-planned for them.
Perfect.
So they sunk the bottom pit and then just created two closets in the interim. So we took out the closets.
Perfect.
And away you go.
So who are you using for the elevator company?
A company called Flanagan Elevators out of the Valley.
Okay.
I've also used Abbey Elevators out of the Valley. Unfortunately, we do not have anyone up here with a full-time office, but we're
good.
Hoping Celtic Elevators also is
correct.
Available.
Yep, they're good people. They're a member of YCCA. So, great weekend. Monday, the beginning of the week, the clouds were so beautiful in the sky.
Yes, they
I
were.
Love those fluffy clouds.
If I didn't know better, I would say monsoons may have descended upon us. Just a feeling.
Just a tad. Not so much. Just a tad. Boy, last weekend with the water main break on Sheldon and Marina.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
I didn't know about it until I drove down Sheldon, and all of a sudden it was like,
they closed it
what's
off?
Going on?
I know. And then I had to go home and do my car.
I was just going to ask you if you got all wet.
Oh, yeah, I got all wet. So all is good. This is the last weekend in July, then it is not deja vu.
That is correct.
All over again until we get to August.
So we'll have to start all over again.
Yes, we will, with deja vu all over again. So our show last weekend with Steve Brissetti, oh my gosh, what a delightful man and
Absolutely.
What a funny show.
And he's, Prescott Valley is in great hands.
They are.
Great hands with him.
And the grocery shopping and the Bundt Cakes,
Not had a chance to get down there yet, but my next foray to Prescott Valley, I will be stopping
in. Okay, perfect. Show was amazing. Listeners, you've got to tune in. We are on Spotify, we are on YouTube, and we're on YCCA's website. So we have a great show this morning. We're going to talk about landscaping.
And I bet you this individual can give us some idea what these monsoons do to them.
Besides wash out.
Hopefully not.
I know,
possible.
I hope not. So take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to R.E. and Sons Landscaping.
Sounds like a plan. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM. 99.9 FM, and in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some super califragilistic.
Oh, expialidocious.
Docious.
Expialidocious.
Messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Have that cup of coffee, second cup of coffee, or break open that OJ if you want to take a healthier route, and we'll be.
You forgot the chocolate milk.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
And or chocolate milk. Excuse me.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time. You are listening to Mike Enders, Bintree Custom Homes, my wingman, Miss Sandy, your YCCA girl, and our guest of the hour, Mr. Tony Burkhart, landscape designer. Did I get it right? Designer, sales extraordinaire, a little of everything with R.E. and Sons Landscaping.
Yes. Welcome aboard.
Welcome, Tony. So let's talk landscaping. What do you do?
We do a little of everything. We really like to focus on custom outdoor living spaces, but you know, that's including your fire pits, fireplaces, gazebos, patio, pavers.
So you just don't plant trees and bushes?
No, we do everything.
Outdoor kitchen.
If it's outside, we do it.
Do you, cool. Okay, windows, you wash windows?
We do when the job's done.
It's outside.
Yeah. You know, we get a little dust, but that's some.
Okay,
that's
cool.
The rest we offer, we do clean your windows at the end.
Okay,
of the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could leave my car outside, car wash, it's outside. I
mean, now she's pushing the bubble.
Yay! So, how long, Tony, have you been with RE and Sons?
So, I've been working with RE and Sons for 7 years now.
I started with doing some design work with Robert, the owner. I was down in Phoenix, and he would send me his design, or you know, his little hand sketches.
Right.
And finally, my wife and I were ready for a change, and came on up to Prescott, and he said, "Hey, I got a job for you." So
perfect.
I've been with them ever since, and it's just been awesome to grow with them. And they're a great family, and
they
love
are
working
a
with them.
Great family. Robert is a genius. He's so polite and kind, and he's everything you want in a company owner.
Absolutely.
His wife, Taylor, they just got married not too long ago.
Yep.
They have beautiful children. Good family. Robert's dad works for the company.
Yeah, so Robert's dad started the company back in 99, and they have lots of children. So right now, our project manager is Armando. Amazing. I mean, we wouldn't be where we're at without Armando running these jobs. Another brother, Daniel's doing sales. A couple others are also on the job site and kind of leads on that. So truly, when we say RE and Sons, I'm the adopted son, but they are, it's definitely a family business.
It is. It's amazing.
They are all involved. So
they've been members of YCCA for many years, and he's always been there for phone calls and questions and help.
Yes.
So when you do landscape design, so I'm a new homeowner, and I need landscaping installed.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, what do I do? All I have is just a piece of dirt, and that's it.
And that's usually what we start with on these new builds. Yeah, we come out, I try to get an idea of, you know, how you utilize the space. You know, what is your desire for it? Some are going, I don't want to do anything. I came from the Midwest, and I had to maintain acres of grass. I want to sit down and have my coffee and not do anything, which is completely fine. Luckily, out here, we use a lot of artificial turf, so we have options that you could still get some green and not
have to mow.
Not have to mow.
Right.
So kind of the process, you know, I'd come out, you call the office, I come out, see your job, we talk, get some different ideas of what you're looking for, how you utilize the space, and, you know, then I kind of take those ideas and start designing off of there.
Do you make plant suggestions, like you come up with a palette of plants and shrubbery and trees?
Yes. Yeah, so we kind of go through and I give you ideas of, you know, we have a lot of people that are from out of town, so they're not specific with kind of our mountain region and the plants that grow here well. So try to at least guide them. And these are the plants that work well in the area. Often a lot want color, year-round color. That gets a little difficult sometimes, but, you know, we work with them and kind of go through and show them the options and the pictures and all that stuff so they can be comfortable with what they're deciding and kind of what grows here because we are in a unique climate.
Sure. So when they're coming up from Florida or even from Phoenix and they say, boy, I love Mediterranean fan palms.
Yes.
Then you have to explain
we have to have a little discussion about that.
Great, but just not here.
Yeah, I do get a lot that, you know, they look at an Arizona landscape and, you know, Phoenix comes up a lot. So there's a lot of these desert scapes. And I'm like, that's not growing here. That's not growing here. You know, and then we kind of got to whittle it down to like, hey, let's go to the nursery and you can see what is growing. Right. Here. And we have certain cactus, but, you know, they're getting excited for certain ones. And I'm like, we do get cold here. So.
You know, it's funny because we're very, very close to Phoenix. But yet, if you say, gosh, have you folks ever been to Colorado? Well, we just happen to be the same altitude.
Yep.
So if you have been to Colorado and you liked what you saw there, chances are we may be able to duplicate some of that much more easily than duplicating Phoenix to Prescott.
No, absolutely. And I said, we're in a unique climate. I come across this even. I get commercial plans in, and the designer was out of Texas. And I got to go through and like, hey, you know, we're at a very unique climate. Like my plant sources for what you're trying to do is more limited than others. I mean, we just finished a very large job and we got all the plants out of Oregon. I mean, we shipped them shipped it out of Oregon because the quantity they wanted, there's a similar climate in the area that those plants are grown.
Cool.
And so, I mean, we'll make it work, but it is, we are in a unique area, which is super cool, but then trying to get that understanding can be.
So how about recommending plants that attract butterflies and bees?
Well, are you wanting to attract them or you're not wanting them?
I'm wanting to attract them.
I mean, butterfly bush is always a great one for the butterflies.
I know.
It's in the name, so, you know, it kind of works out for you.
Russian sage.
Yeah, like anything that's got flowers they like.
I know, they love them.
Yeah, yep.
So what kind of plants?
Usually people are telling me they don't want the bees around.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, we want the bees. And then they're like, no, those bees are all over the lavender.
Yeah, because that's why I like our Russian sages, because it attracts the bees.
I know.
And the lavenders. I mean, I like the lavenders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, coming up from Phoenix, there's plants that I'm like, no, that doesn't grow here. I really want, like, I love that we can grow maples and apple trees here.
I have to be very careful, though, about the plant selection, because based on what might be attracted to it, those plastic red flamingos scare them away.
Tony, that's what he has in his yard. I mean, yes. Pathetic. I'm so sad.
Does that keep the javelina away? Or?
Well, I'm hoping she never drives by my house because she's going to realize that's all a fabricated lie.
Yeah. But I'm sticking
with
them.
Yeah.
They're the flamingos are in his yard.
Yeah.
So you love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know the story of the shoe cobbler's kid and the family?
You're going to have to remind me.
So he was a shoe cobbler, and he made shoes, but his family didn't have shoes. He made them and did them for everybody else. I'm the shoe cobbler.
Yeah, he was too busy to
put
for his home.
Yes.
Yep.
So like Mike, the home builder, needs remodeling done on his home, but he's too busy. He can't get it done.
So I'm still living in a teepee.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the mechanic that has all the broken down cars.
So you're the landscaper. What does your yard look like?
Well, luckily, my acreage is natural, so I don't have to do a lot. I've done some contouring, some different ideas.
All right.
You know, I've tried to keep it kind of natural, and because I know how much it costs. So.
So do you have butterfly bushes?
I don't. So actually, it's kind of funny. So I do have gray water at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're at jobs that they're wanting to remove plants, I don't like to just throw them away. So I have a lot you know, different plants and
recycling.
Yeah, but it's worked. I mean, it's
sure.
I hate throwing them away, and some of them are really good plants, and you're like, man, that's an expensive plant to just throw away. I'm like, well, I'm going to at least try to bring it over to my house and get it to grow. So I'm sure my wife gets a little annoyed with it.
I was going to say, honey, look, I brought home another plant tonight.
Yeah.
I guess that's better than bringing home puppies and cats and goats.
It
and
is.
Could be.
And all
and
those things.
Inevitably, the javelina eat it anyway.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, so it just depends what it is, but yeah.
Listeners, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our landscaping conversation with Mr. Tony Burkhart, sales and landscape designer for R.E. and Sons. So go drink your chocolate milk. Mike, Tony, and me and the engineer will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. We hope you're having a great weekend. Just as a reminder, we air twice every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So today's Saturday. You miss us, you have to leave early. You can always tune in tomorrow, Sunday.
Right.
And if today's Sunday and you just tuned in or have to leave us early.
Don't leave.
That cracked me. Yeah, don't leave. Or you can catch us on Spotify or YouTube or the YCCA website. You're very funny this morning.
Well, it was just came to the top of my head.
It's that chocolate milk.
That's what I was going to say. It's the chocolate milk. That was hysterical. Don't leave. Oh, my gosh. And if you need YCCA 778-0040, I want to say, oh, my gosh, this roofing craziness with the out-of-area roofers, the unlicensed roofers, the roofers with a gazillion complaints on their license, going crazy.
But you were able to send out a...
We did a great postcard mailer. Over 7,000 homes.
And we certainly hope that helps.
It is helping. Homeowners are calling and they're saying, Sandy, we got your postcard. I didn't pay attention to it, but now I see I did everything I wasn't supposed to do. So listeners, please call us. Protect yourself and your investment.
And hopefully that's a preemptive card that you got before you need it.
Yes, I know. So Tony, back to landscaping, our Ian Sons landscaping. We've discovered that you take home orphan plants.
Yes.
Your wife is very happy about that because it's not dogs or puppies or kitties.
You didn't have to pay for it. So there's a, you know.
And the javelinas are happy.
And the javelina and everything else that wants to eat it.
Perfect. So, yeah. So good job.
Yeah.
You're helping our environment. Yeah. Boy, what kind of plants should people put in their yard where the little javelinas don't want to chew on them?
That's a hard one because you go through these lists that say, oh, javelina won't eat it.
Yeah.
Deer won't eat it.
Yes.
If they're hungry, they're going to eat it.
Oh, good point.
So, you know, even ones that, one I have in my yard, been there for years, it's either the bunnies or the javelina.
Somebody's going to eat it.
Something's been, and it was there for years and they discovered it and now every night.
They munch away.
Yeah, more was eaten. So it's, that's a tough one because if they're hungry, they're going to eat it.
Yeah. I hate those midnight snackers.
Yeah. Those deer, I said, I can recommend different plants, but like I said, they're when they're hungry, they're going to take anything down because they get desperate.
We have a pretty sizable herd roaming around. In
a herd of what? Javelina?
Deer.
Well, okay.
We've got a bunch of javelina too, but the deer, I mean, God love them, but boy, they love roses. They love a lot. Basically, it seems like anything that's green, they're loving. And
they'll come and snack on.
God forbid them, but they do some damage. Yeah.
So have they been snacking on your plants in your bush?
The flamingos chase them away.
Lucky for those flamingos. Thank you. Okay, so homeowners, you got to put plastic flamingos in your yard. You heard it right here on air. Plastic flamingos chase the javelina and the deer away.
I didn't recommend that.
That's funny. How about rose bushes? Easy to grow here?
Yeah. I mean, roses do great. The mountain roses are a great option. Beautiful. Gets you some color. You know, just like a lot of the plants, you want to cut them back in winter, but... Yeah, roses do awesome.
So do you teach folks when you do their landscaping and you install their landscaping, do you then come back for maintenance and or do you teach them on self-care and management of their landscaping?
It's kind of all of the above. So once you're done, so if it was a new landscape, you're usually getting an irrigation system. So Armando, project manager, is going to walk you through how that system works, how long it needs to run. Obviously, when you're getting the new plants, it's got to run way more often on the start. So usually a couple weeks later, he'll come back and kind of reset it for you and walk you through that. Mm-hmm. For us, we have a plant warranty, 6-month plant warranty. So often some of them, you know, they'll go into shock when you're planting them. And
it can happen.
Yeah, it happens. And we take care of it. And in all honesty, you give us a call back. If it's something that looks like it was a plant issue, you know, we'll take care of that for
you. So when you install new landscaping, mm-hmm. is it a requirement that they install an irrigation system at the same time?
So
or
for
is
us
that
to war-
an option?
For us to warranty it, you're going to want an irrigation system.
Okay.
I mean, we're still in the high desert.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, comes up sometimes. It could be 3 months before you get water. So I recommend it. You're going to want to do it before you're doing the rest of your stuff. You're putting in rock, you're putting anything else so we can get those lines ran. So I even recommend some that say, I don't want it. I'm like, at least put in the lines, because if you want to add a plant afterwards and you have no valves, you have no lines out in your yard, you're like, I got to go rip all of that up. It's definitely something you want to consider, and I always recommend putting it in, even if you don't think you're going to want one.
Smart idea.
Yeah.
And for that guy that just came from the Midwest that loves to sit out on his back patio, if he's not quite tuned into the artificial turf yet and the mm-hmm. benefits of water salvation and whatnot, mm-hmm. Minimization, he can still put in a limited amount of grass, and you guys have a maintenance program, so you can come out and
yep.
maintain it for him, so yep. he can still sit on that patio
Correct.
And drink his coffee.
Yep. Yeah, so we have a maintenance program. I mean, you can set it up weekly, monthly, quarterly.
Cool.
So Robert Sr., the dad, runs the maintenance program with his son, Ruben, and they do a fantastic job at, you know, maintaining your property.
Terrific.
Do you have a maintenance program, Mr. Enders, or are you the maintenance man?
I am indeed the maintenance man.
So you weed, you spray, you mow, you...
I don't mow, but I do check my drip system every
okay.
spring and
okay.
during
so
the
you
summer,
purge the
twice.
System and make sure it doesn't mm-hmm. freeze?
It drains, it self-drains, but I shut off the valves
okay.
and whatnot. So
okay.
yeah.
Got
to check for the animals biting the heads off of...
And boy, that's another thing. Javelinas.
Yep.
They love the irrigation.
Oh,
they,
yeah. Well, especially if you've got a tree basin or something that has a little bit of moisture buildup,
mm-hmm.
they think that's their wallowing pit. They'll come in, they'll mm-hmm. pull all the rock work away, they'll root around in there,
well, those
chew off
critters.
The heads.
Yeah, and some of the heads have color to them, so they'll see it as
nature.
Kind of a berry, and they go and just bite the head off. And
do your flamingos scare away the javelina?
Just the small ones, not
okay,
the big ones.
Not the big
yeah,
ones.
Not the big ones.
Okay, interesting. We have got to have more of a conversation on the flamingos.
But I have to tell you, there's, and I don't remember how many gestation systems there are a year. I think there's multiple with javelinas, but... Boy, we've got a couple of javelina babies that are less than a foot
They're
long.
Very cute.
They're very cute at that
they
stage.
They are.
They're
I
cute
till
they're
cute.
Ripping apart your plants.
Their parents, not so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little kids are cute.
Yeah.
They are cute.
Yep.
How about, do you do any gopher control or pest control, or you do just plant recommendations?
We're kind of more in the initial install
okay.
side on things. I do more of the hardscaping
okay.
Items. So, you know, again, more of your pavers and things
yeah,
like
well,
that.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that when we come back from
yeah.
break, what
good
hardscaping
idea.
Is and what's going on with outdoor kitchens and all that good stuff. So take us to break, Mr. Enders.
It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, and Tony's given us all sorts of information and ideas on landscaping, and we're about to find out about outdoor kitchens. So stay tuned. Fill up that other cup of coffee or the OJ or the chocolate milk, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, we have with us this morning Mr. Tony Burkhart. He is the sales and design extraordinaire for RE and Sons Landscaping. He does it all.
I was just going to say, you do all the design work, don't you? On
I homes. Do 90% of it, yeah.
Perfect. So do you design the outdoor kitchens?
I do.
And you design
That is
paver?
My favorite thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Let's talk about hardscaping and mm-hmm. pavers and outdoor
yes.
kitchens.
Yep.
So Mike calls you and he says, I need an outdoor kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, got to go see his space, see what
okay.
he's got, you know, see what he's working with, kind of work out what a budget, you know, we're looking at, what's realistic in your scope of work, because some want, you know, everything, and once they realize what that everything costs, we make changes, but, you know, we really like to specialize in that custom build. So everything you're getting, I'm designing from scratch. I'm finding different products. I'm trying to find that unique thing that you're not seeing around. So that's really where I like to focus.
So in the outdoor kitchens, one of the things that's certainly going to be a challenge, you can run electrical, not as big of an issue, but when it comes to plumbing and sinks outside, then you have to stop and think about, gosh, this is not a 20 or 12-month project to where we can use it. So you have to be aware that in the wintertime, you're going to have to do shutdowns and drains, et cetera. So of the kitchens that you install or design, do the majority have the sinks?
No.
Very few?
No. I try to kind of steer away from that just with codes and everything where you can drain the water.
Right.
In the reality of using a sink outside, you're probably not using it that much to the cost that it's going into it. I'd rather put that cost into something different, something unique.
Sure, but you can do refrigerator.
Yeah, we
under counter refrigerator.
We do refrigerators, drop in coolers. I love the drop in coolers because often those fridges, I mean, they're great in reality when you're using your kitchen. Those drop in coolers are way cooler.
Much more cost effective.
Cost effective, and just when you're having a party to have this nice cool built in, you know, and then you pop it and drain the ice water out and you're good to go.
Okay, so describe an outdoor kitchen. It would have a countertop, a barbecue, a drop-in cooler,
a
drop-in grill.
Cooler. They have grills. We have flat tops. A lot of people like their green eggs smokers out in there, so we designed those. We've done a lot of those.
Lost Sandy on the green egg.
No, I knew it was I knew it was a barbecue thing.
Yes.
A green egg cooker. I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't have one. What about, so then you have to place it close to a gas line.
Yeah, so that's a big thing here in Prescott and something that we do that not everyone's doing. We're making sure we're getting our permits on our gas lines. Perfect. We're getting permits on our power. That's kind of a that's an area that
does not happen.
Just doesn't always happen. So those are things to think about. Is it's permitted, it's safe, the city's coming out, county's coming out to inspect that and make sure it was installed correctly. And that's super important, as you know, issues that have come up in the past with incorrect.
Yeah, and just to butt in there, the DIYers, that's, I think, unfortunately, one of the areas that they don't realize sometimes is that they may be able to personally and physically put in that gas line and put in that electrical conduit, but you need to get a permit and you need to get it inspected, period.
Yeah, especially with that gas. I mean, that's a safety. That's a big safety concern. And you know, when you're building those outdoor fireplaces, they need to be done correctly, right? Those cavities need to be filled. There's no place that gas could possibly build up and cause an explosion. So there's those little things that homeowners don't always recognize that go into a fireplace, particularly, is just making sure those kind of things aren't happening.
Right. And some, if they don't want to use gas, they can certainly use a propane.
Correct. So. Yeah. And we've done some where the propane tank's kind of integrated into it. And that's an option as well.
So because you can do outdoor kitchens, does your license allow you to do outdoor kitchens?
So we work with different plumbers, different electricians that are licensed. So we do some of that out. But our license does not cover exactly that.
Okay. Right. So you hire.
Yeah. So we sub with different companies and we hire that part out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
So, Mike,
yes.
Do you have an outdoor kitchen?
No, but I've got an outdoor barbecue.
I do too. Sometimes I think I want the outdoor kitchen, but you know, I have my little barbecue.
And I probably would go that direction, except our main livable area is on the upper floor.
Oh.
So our deck, so it's a walkout. So our front area is a grade, and in the backyard, we've got a lower level walkout basement. So our deck is off the main floor, so that's where the barbecue grill is.
Oh.
So to have an outdoor kitchen wouldn't be as...
It'd be down off.
Exactly. We'd have to go down to the lower level, and that wouldn't... And the size of our lot doesn't really accommodate a lot of outdoor area, so it really wouldn't be functional to have a kitchen. I would love to have one, but it wouldn't be functional.
So you then will just continue to go to Bundt Cakes and Culver's.
Yeah. And I can burn my steaks on the grill just with the best stuff.
Perfect. Okay, great. I got it. So no cooler for you. So is all your stuff upstairs, even the kitchen?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So downstairs, and my sister-in-law lives with us. We've got a little small little kitchenette downstairs.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then, of course, bedrooms and a...
So she could have the outdoor kitchen.
She could.
Yes.
She could.
And then call you when it's ready or when you want to come down.
And that's really why I haven't put one in, because I'm not sure if she'd invite us. So.
Very cool. I know. So what else do you like, Tony? What do you like best about working at R.E. and Sons?
I mean, I love that family. They're very just kind and giving people. So we really don't have any arguments or, mm-hmm. Construction can get a little heated at times.
Right.
And they're just very calm, understanding, and we work through problems. Cool. I really like that aspect of working with them and really customer focused on taking care of them, right? We're not disappearing. We
Correct.
Have people called 5 years later, and it's like, that's going to take us 30 minutes to fix. We take care of it, and not a big deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, we want to have lifelong customers. That's our goal. We're not in and out. We're not disappearing, right? We're going to be in the community.
How many employees does RE and Sons have?
So right now we're running 3 to 4 crews that are roughly 3 to 4,
okay,
up to 5 sites. It depends on the different project, right? A smaller project, we might only have a couple guys there. Larger projects, we're combining crews. So we're running, about 3-4 crews during the summer, 4 crews.
That's good.
Yeah.
So one of the nice things about family operations is that you don't have the corporate influence of ladder climbers, shall we say. So it's literally all kept in the family, and it's all everybody's operating under the same end goal, and that's to give the customer satisfaction and keep that cohesive family attitude together.
No, absolutely.
So with that, we have to take a break. Listeners, we will be right back to continue our conversation with Tony Burkhart, R.E. and Sons sales and designer. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Wow, our morning has just zipped by.
Zip, zip, zip.
What the heck? So, Tony, let's talk about hardscapes and pavers.
Yes.
So, I believe R.E. and Sons, you're a Belgard paver supporter, right? Or do you?
We do them all.
You do them all.
We do them all.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so we've got Belgard. We use Ackerstone for your budget paver, Phoenix Pavers. And then we got Techoblock, which is a high-end premium paver. Super cool. If you've never heard of it, go look it up. It is.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of them.
It's out of the Midwest. Super cool product. Hmm. It's super high-end, but they have some unique. Totally unique pavers and wall block and everything. So you pay a premium, but it's a very premium, awesome looking product.
So one thing with paver installers, and we see a lot of this, you so need to be schooled and educated on the paver install.
Mm-hmm.
And if the paver installers are not... At some point in time, the pavers are going to fail and rear their ugly head, and it's normally after 2 years.
Yep. Yeah, so that's the biggest thing. That base prep is the biggest part of your paver install.
So you guys are all well-versed, educated,
we've gone through Belgard's training several times.
Perfect.
How they want their product installed. That is the biggest area that people do cut corners is that base prep. And again, it's probably going to look very similar installed.
Mm-hmm.
2 years down the road, you're going to be like, wow, my pavers are separating. Oh, I've got a big sinkhole, different things. There's some neighborhoods, some neighborhoods here that you drive through and the whole neighborhood is driveways are rutted and they just put a couple inches of base and zoomed out of there, didn't prep it at all, and that's what's going to happen. So on the face, it's going to look great. It's going to be that few years down the road that you're you're feeling that.
Yeah, the other problem is that when those pavers start moving like that, then you're liable to get spalling on the pavers where they start chipping because they get in a bind and they'll chip on the surface somewhat. So I've seen that happen when there's a lot of movement.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I said, it's all you get that prep and you get it all. If you do it correct, your paver should look the same
for
now.
Years.
Yeah.
That's
you know, bad. You get a root, you get stuff's going to happen, but generally that sinking, that is all prep and it's going to happen if you're going the budget route and not prepping that base.
And homeowners don't know. No. I mean, that's what's so sad.
Yeah. And that's our job to educate the homeowner on what's going into it. I've come across that several times, and clearly I didn't do a good job at telling them because they're like, wow, I didn't realize you were going to have to go that deep. I'm like, well, you know, once you start adding up the base, the paver, all of those different items, yep. Like, yeah, you're pretty deep. We've got a lot of prep. And I'm like, that's where the price is coming from, that labor and the prep work. It's not just getting thrown on the ground.
So do you do your prep work and your install the same way for all pavers?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep. I mean, depending on the depth,
right.
Driveways, you're going
right,
to have deeper
right,
base, yes. Different prep work. If you're putting in a hot tub, I like to go a little deeper on that base because there's a lot of weight sitting,
sure.
You know, sitting on it. Standard walkway, not as much traffic. So it depends how you're using it, what you're using it for. But generally, you know, you're just, the deeper it goes, the more levels we got to pack.
Yeah. Okay, shoe cobbler question. Do you have a outdoor kitchen or a paver driveway?
Neither. I have a very, very long, long dirt driveway.
We did
just finish up one. It's really cool. If you haven't seen it on Facebook and some of our marketing up in Hacienda, it was a very cool project and awesome outdoor kitchen. The guy's a cook. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he lives out there. So, yeah, check it out on our Facebook page.
And what is your Facebook page?
Ooh, she got me.
Okay.
You can just look up Ari and Sons
okay,
on Facebook, but go to our website, ariandsons.com, landscaping.com,
okay,
and you can
so
see
say
it.
Your website again.
ariandsonslandscaping.com, and that's A-N-D.
And that's your website.
That's our website.
And then we'll figure out what your Facebook is. And
I'm guessing it's at Ari and Sons Landscaping. There's not a lot of Ari and Sons Landscaping.
Oh,
around.
It is. Okay.
Oh, was I right?
It is. Oh, here it is. R-E and A-N-D Sons Landscaping.
Cool.
And here it is. With all your things, and
oh,
here
there I
you
am.
Are.
There I am.
Is
There's the outdoor kitchen.
That's the outdoor kitchen?
Yep.
Whoa, this is major. Holy moly. What's this little thing sitting up there on the side?
That is an outdoor pizza oven.
Oh, I could really go for one of those.
I'm still waiting for the invite. I show up with the
material. Is that the house?
That is. That's the outdoor kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he's in Hacienda up in the pine, so we even did like a floating countertop so it wasn't blocking the view.
Amazing.
And at that time, I think Prescott had just adopted the fire WUI code, so... That one was a new lesson in what we needed to do to build up in Hacienda.
This is crazy. Whoa, listeners, you've got to go to REN Sons Landscaping, the Facebook, and look at this kitchen. Look at this fire pit.
Yeah.
Look at the flames.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to go, guy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so Facebook is REN Sons Landscaping. Website is?
REANSonsLandscaping.com.
Phone number is?
928-533-7425.
Very good. He's got it all down.
I know. That's very cool. So what else, my friend, would you like to share about REN Sons Landscaping?
I think the biggest thing is just give us a call if you're looking for any landscaping from simple repairs all the way up to your outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. I'd love to meet with you and discuss your ideas and plans.
Do you charge to meet?
No.
Wow, very cool.
No, I'll meet you. We'll go over our your vision for your project, and just walk you through all the steps. And
And it's not limited just to new construction, so you can certainly come into
existing residence. Oh, good point, Mike. Good point.
No. Sometimes I like coming back. It's more fun to see something and go, oh, man, if you could just do these few things, this is the coolest thing you could do. Because, you know, when you're looking at a dirt lot sometimes, it's hard to envision when you're like, hey, if you just take this out, move this over here, can make a big difference and, you know, not break the bank.
You bet. But you can liven up your existing landscaping and they'll give you all sorts of ideas.
No, absolutely.
Do you believe in green grass or synthetic grass?
I prefer the green grass, but with our water limits here, I really like to go with the synthetic turf. I mean, I'm on a well. We're seeing the growth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a concern in our area.
Sure.
So we want to be water
wise.
Yeah.
I mean, synthetic looks good.
It's come
good.
A long way.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's, I know.
My grandma always had the, like, I called it the Home Depot, like, green carpet. And now, I mean, if you're not right down there staring on it, you're...
And there's so many different types of synthetics. So homeowners, you really need to talk to your landscaper and do your homework.
Absolutely.
Because synthetic grass is not synthetic grass.
Yeah. Awesome. And I mean, one other point I'd love to make is, you know, we have been a local company for 26
Perfect.
Years.
Yes.
And, we're really striving to keep it local, keep it in our community. Because if you're keeping it in the community, you're feeding the community.
Nope, so. You're right. I like that. If you're keeping it in the community, you're feeding the community.
And you are indeed definitely
I
part of the community.
I love that. Yeah. We have to take a break. Tony, when we come back, we will wrap up our show. So don't move, listeners. The three of us plus the engineer, that equals four. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You know, Tony, thank you for being with Mike and me this morning. This was amazing. You're a great landscaper in our community. We appreciate all that you and Robert and the team have done, and keep it local, and you feed local, and you take care of local.
Yep.
And that's so important nowadays.
It is, exactly.
Totally important. You know, you're a great community partner, and we appreciate you for that, my friend.
Thank you.
They were at the home show this last year.
We were.
I know.
We made
it. Yeah, you made it. Way to go, dude. By the hair of your chinny chin.
Yep.
So next year, don't do that to me. You cause me stress.
You just talk to Robert about it.
We'll get you in.
Yeah.
But it was great to have you there. You had a good showing, and appreciate your support. And we are, as an organization, happy to support you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, any final words?
Just make sure that if you're going to be doing any landscaping in the long run, you're, I believe, well served to deal with the professionals. So, and we've got a number of good landscapers out there, and certainly the one individual that we're talking to today, Tony's a great representative for his firm, and certainly would love to have you at least give them a call and see if they can work something for you.
So share your phone number one more time.
928-533-7425.
And website?
reandsonslandscaping.com. That's and.
Perfect. So listeners, if you need anything, YCCA 778-0040. We are here to help assist any way we can.
Absolutely.
We love what we do. We love supporting the community. And remember, construction built America.
And remember to read those postcards and pay attention on your roof.
Exactly. Don't call me after it's too late. Until next weekend, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.